Royal Caribbean CEO Michael Bailey said he is hopeful that a final version of the company's health protocols will be approved by the end of August. Bailey added that there is still uncertainty and the prevalence of COVID will be the determining factor in their return to service. And Holland America's Rotterdam arrived in Rotterdam for a farewell earlier this week. The ship will then sail to a shipyard for a refurbishment before joining UK operator Fred Olsen Cruise Line. The company sold 4 ships during the shutdown to increase liquidity while cruising is suspended. And finally, Royal Caribbean secured an additional $700 million in liquidity in the form of a term loan from Morgan Stanley. The cruise line has until August 12th of 21 to draw on the loan, and once they do, they will have 364 days until maturity at an interest rate of 3.75%. You can find more stories in this week's episode of Cruise Radio at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.